is real sophisticated.
At lunch yesterday, I had a big old chaw spinach again. It's like I was stuffing Red Man in my mouth, but it was something I could eat and digest and be good.
Mind Expansion Profoundities, only on The Bob Bell Show. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Julie.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ.
Julie.
102.5 FM here in Knoxville.
Guess what day?
In Sevier County, it's 99.5 all over the world at WRJZ.com. It's hump day. There you are. The camel rides in and the pastor is here. The pastor's name is Ken Peters of Patriot Church. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, our sponsor are people that really on the border right where you are. They are Rarity Bay Living on the corner of Loudoun and Monroe County. It's right there. As a matter of fact, from hole to hole that you play golf in, and I've played golf there many times, one hole you'll be standing in Monroe County. A hole or two down, you'll be standing in Loudoun County. It's hilarious. But you're right on the edge of Vonore. We'll put it that way. So there you are. It's RarityBayLiving.com. If you're wondering, do they have some lots available? They do. And they would like to talk to you. Fact is, they'll take you for a tour. And just tell them Bob Bell sent you. They'll take you for a free tour. RarityBayLiving.com could be the best place you settle down. It really could. It's out in the country, and it's wonderful. You live out in the Loudoun area, right?
Yes, sir, and I love it. It's very country out there. I love it.
How about them Loudoun Redskins? Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Their football team's awesome. All right, so Patriot Church has existed since last year, last fall, correct?
Yeah, we started it last September, so just coming on a year.
So coming on a year, it's got to be exciting, and look what God has done.
That's incredible.
Tell me what if you said, Bob, this is what Patriot Church is all about, boom, here it is, what would you say?
I would say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Coming out that far.
That's it. You know, it's today.
Standing up, regard. So it was when you hear the lute and the harp and the fire, and then you hear the piano playing and the drum, y'all bow down to my idol.
Yeah, and we have our idol today, and we have our tyrannical government today. Mm-hmm. And we're the kind of church that even in our name says, you know what, we're not going to run from the giant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to grab our Bibles and our spiritual warfare, our slings, so to speak. And
our
we're
five
running.
Stones.
That's right. And we're going straight for it. We're not going to tiptoe around it. We're not going to pretend like it's not there. We're going through some stuff. And I don't believe Black Lives Matter has the answer. I don't believe Antifa has the answer. I believe only the Holy Ghost-filled Church of Jesus Christ has the answer for this nation.
Antifa is all about Marxism. That's who they are. And if you were to read on the website of Black Lives Matter, especially what I read last year during summer, during the riots, and I read their statement, it's Marxism. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin or honoring the Imago Dei. We're all created in the image of God. So you mean you call yourself Patriot Church and you would welcome an African-American person in your church?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Without question.
What a dumb question.
Without question.
And see, that's how some people would ask you that question. This is what I know about the dominant media culture.
Exactly.
And I did that as a joke. So that people would understand that they're not joking.
Not at all.
They literally believe that. They literally believe that if you have anything that has a flag on it, that you're some kind of supremacist.
Right. Nationalist.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And they think Trump is the fourth member of the Trinity in our church, which is not true. Not at all. You know,
I've never heard it described that way.
Hey, you know what? We're kingdom patriots way before we're... Yeah. Patriots for the United States.
You're citizens of heaven.
Yeah. You know, and patriot comes from the word father. So really, the word...
Pata.
Patrios. The word, if you look
He's
at it...
He's slapping some Greek on me over here.
The original Greek definition means of our father.
I didn't know that.
Well, what a great definition for Christians.
I've never really thought about that.
Of our father through faith in Jesus Christ. So what a great name.
Well, you just also described really the mission and the onus of your church, what it's all about. How would people get to know and be able to worship with you down in that area?
Yeah, we're in the Lenoir City area.
Right,
It's, it's 820 Hickman Street. And
820 Hickman Street.
820 Hickman Street.
Put that in your direction finder.
Yes, sir. 10:30 Sunday mornings, and we're packed every Sunday morning. We didn't know a single person in town. Yeah, Everybody, red, yellow, black, and white, they are all precious in his sight.
I know that.
So, yeah, and we didn't know anybody in town when we planted it, and now we're packed every Sunday trying to figure out what to do
so
with all the people.
So there's a hunger.
There is a massive hunger.
We talked about that at the March for Life back on January 26th, and I saw you and some people from your church show up, and I want to thank you for standing tall and standing strong and being there, but you do that often. And we talked about just for a few moments of, and you're also teaching kids around you something that's much more important, because after we're dead and gone and already celebrating in heaven, you know, there, if the Lord tarries, they got a battle to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be even more poignant battle than we have.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's why we do what we do. It's not for us specifically, it's for our children and our grandchildren. We want them to have the same freedoms that we had.
Yeah. I heard somebody mistakenly say one day something to the effect of, well, you know, these people show up at Planned Parenthood and they scream and holler. And I thought, no, when I've driven by, when I've seen them, they're holding signs and they're offering to pray with people. And oftentimes I've seen them out on the street praying with people. You show up at these places from time to time to minister, don't you? What does that look like?
We do. We have, you know, the Bible says, Jesus said this, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against
uh-huh.
it. But if the church doesn't confront the darkness in the right way, mm-hmm. then darkness has free reign. So what we do is once a month, we get the Church of Jesus Christ and not
on the
our
move.
Church. Yeah. Once a month, we go out there and have a big old church service and we sing, we pray. And we preach the gospel.
You
right
mean outside the walls of your church building?
Yes.
And right, dog.
And right there by the gates of hell in America today, where they murder human life for money. That's what they do. What a terrible industry.
Yep. And that's make no mistake about it. That's what it is. You can couch it in any kind of terms you want to. As it's been since 1973, it's murder. It's been murder before abortion was even known as a term, because people have been doing it. 713, do it out of convenience. Just throw away human life. Well, what about in the case of rape? Well, that baby that was conceived is still created in the image of God. It's still precious. Therefore, that baby has an opportunity, should have an opportunity to live. Is living. Is a living person. So there. We've solved all the problems. What's your website at Patriot Church?
Yeah, it's patriotchurch.us. Patriotchurch.us.
Patriotchurch.us. Look them up. Plan your visit today. And again, it's 10:30. Is that what you said?
10:30 Sunday morning.
It's when we worship together. Do you have other Bible study groups that are available?
Yeah, we have midweek Wednesday night men's, Wednesday night women's. And you can find that out on the website or just come on Sunday morning. We'll keep you updated.
Now, what about Ken Peters? How did he get into ministry? What did God do in your life to shake you up?
You know, I was a typical pastor's kid,
a little bit of a PK,
a little bit. Yeah, I was all PK, but God got a hold of me in college, and I gave my life to the same call that my daddy gave his life to, and been doing that ever since.
But you know, you had to come to your own decision.
I sure did.
Through the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't leave you alone.
That's right. I had a praying mama. So
yeah, nothing, I understand the feeling.
About it.
I'll never forget when I got into Christian radio. Part of my family looks at me, you what? You got into Christian radio? Are you crazy? I went, I guess I am. I guess we are. And now you're a pastor and a shepherd, too. And it's also a big responsibility because you're an under-shepherd. You know, God has given you that call from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, what do you think has happened? Because your church has grown so much in 1 year, in 11 months. It's almost indescribable, isn't it?
It's incredible. And like you said before, there's a hunger. People are tired of their churches avoiding the fight.
Yeah.
And we got the fight in our name. And they see what's happening in our nation. And they want to do whatever they can. And we know one thing, that truth must be preached. You said before, you know, you don't want to preach Romans 13 without Acts 5.
Chapter 5. Yeah.
You got to have it all.
The whole counsel of God.
The whole counsel of God. So I find the problem today is not with what churches are saying. Most churches have their doctrinal statement, mm-hmm. you know, fairly orthodox, though there's little differences. I find that it's what churches aren't saying that is the problem. We're not talking about moral issues. We call them social issues. They're not social issues. Abortion is a moral issue.
Yeah.
Gender is a moral issue. Marriage,
it's
biblical.
Actually, if you want to just get drilled, it's a Bible issue.
It's a Bible issue.
Male and female,
absolutely,
created he them. That's two. That's it.
Yeah, and I know we're not saved by morality, but God is a moral God.
Right.
And the kingdom of God is a moral kingdom.
But he has his laws.
He has his ways.
Now, you can't keep all of his law without the Holy Spirit and the presence of Christ and the shed blood of Jesus Christ paying the price and penalty for your sin. You can't do it. But the law is not vanquished. The law is fulfilled. The law is not vanquished. The law is fulfilled. There you are. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ, Ken Peters, the pastor at Patriot Church, is with us in studio. Later on, you're going to help me do some things because it's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And, you know, I probably need some counseling from the pastor, but, you know, my pastor said Sunday, and I love it, you'd love this. He said to some of the other pastors, he said, you know, guys, y'all got to quit being pansies. And preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, for heaven's sakes.
Welcome to Patriot Church right there.
That's the whole idea. It's the church from
Absolutely.
Our fathers. 717, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. And again, the website is?
PatriotChurch.us.
Here's what we're going to do. Coming up shortly, we're going to give away the book, The Church in Babylon, from Dr. Erwin Lutzer. I love this. I love it. Because it addresses what we're looking at. Also, Slandering Jesus by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And a free third of a pound burger from Backyard Burgers. Kingston Pike at Pellissippi is where they're located. Fresh and hot off the grill. All of that is yours as we'll play Match Game 21. So what we're going to do is get a listener to call in and match what my wife would prefer. These people are going to guess what if you've heard me talk about my wife for any length of time during the last 28 and a half years, you'll know. It'll be easy. Here's the good thing. There's only four things, and you only have to get two of them right. I mean, I've dumbed it down as much as the education system is. It's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hey, listen, to those of you teaching and on your way to teach this morning, I love you. You do know that, don't you? Keep doing it. Keep faithful to the gospel message, though. 7:19, we're back in just a few moments with Ken Peters. We anoint you, Ken, as an official co-host of the Bob Bell Show. There you go. We're back in just a few.
These are the adventures of the Bob Bell Show.
Was that sarcasm?
Okay, back to the show.
Joy 620.
WRJZ.
Let's go. Back in the old days, Pastor, we called that music. Anyway. Well, I sound like such an old codger. There must be a reason for that. Maybe because I am one. 7:24 at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. It's a national holiday. It is Mrs. Bell's Survival Day. She survived 37 years. As Steve Brown would say, she deserves three free sins. Okay, all right. Don't write me. She knows what long suffering is. Bless her heart. So we're celebrating our 37th anniversary. We went out to eat last night, Pastor, and I've learned to do this over a number of years. There was an evangelist I went out to breakfast with back in 1997, and we sat down at a Cracker Barrel just up at exit 398, and there was a server. She was waiting on us. I can't remember her name. But I remember what she looks like. Just a wonderful lady, mother of two children, like a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And you could tell she was just flustered. She was a good server. But anyway, we made our order, and this pastor, who's gone on to be with the Lord since, Ron Herod, looks at her and says, "Ma'am, can we just pray for you? Because we're going to pray anyway." And my eyes went like this. Well, yeah, this makes sense. why don't we just lift her up before the Father? And she sat down next to him and started to bawl. And of course, I did too, because I'm a big baby. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty emotional pastor. And we prayed for her. She said she was getting ready to get a divorce. She's going to have to leave her house. Her transmission was breaking down. You know, she goes, you do not know what a blessing you are just to pray for me. And he said, well, the blessing comes from the Father. I mean, we're the ones praying to him. So we're gonna ask him to bless you and put his hand of safety on you. And we prayed for her, and, you know, we finished our meal up, and I said, I will never again sit down at a meal out and not do that and not ask my server, can we pray for you? We're going to pray anyway. So is there something we can pray for you about? Well, I did that last night when I went on a date with my wife. You ever go on a date?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Went on a date with my wife. And I said, you know, we were going to wait till maybe tonight, but tonight's church night. So I said, you know, maybe we can go out to eat tonight. And we asked the same thing of this beautiful server that was serving us at this restaurant. I won't even say where it is because I don't want to embarrass her. But she was just the sweetest person. And she looked at me for a long time when I said, look, we're going to pray. Is there anything we can pray for you about while we're at it? And she just looked at me. And she said, would you wait? I'll come back, and I want to pray with you. In other words, she wasn't going to wait till she goes away and then us pray for her, which is normally the way it goes. She said, can I pray with you? And I said, yes. And so she prayed with us, and she gave us a little background on who she was and everything. Marvelous young person, probably still in school, working hard, which I kind of admire that.
Yeah.
And so we prayed, we ate our meal, and at the end, she wrote something on the check that said, you will not know what a godsend you are. Both of you praying for me together at just the right time for just the right reason. Only God knows. And Meg showed it to me, and I started to tear up. Of course I did. Because it's like having another kid, you know? It's like, and it's like, wow. So that's why we went out to eat tonight.
Mm.
It was that divine appointment. Pastor, God's still sovereign, isn't he?
He really is.
Coming up, we're going to hear your message from last Sunday. What was the onus of your message from last Sunday?
You know, are you talking about the one at Patriot Church?
Well, I guess. I mean, you know, what's the message we're going to hear when it comes time for us to... We're going to air some message from Patriot Church on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that was actually my assistant, Pastor. That's why I was asking. Yeah. It wasn't
well, we
could
do one of yours or one of his. Y'all could flip a coin, or you could do sword battle, you know, to figure out which one goes.
I was preaching.
Or you could just tell him, say, yours is not good enough yet, so, you know... We'll put it in a hopper first.
I was preaching at another church, and I'm pretty sure you weren't there.
No, I was at my church singing, man. I was doing my thing.
Good deal. No, you know what? I haven't heard the sermon, so I'm excited to hear the sermon that we're about to hear.
I mean, you don't pick it apart and go, hey.
I just haven't had a chance to do that yet.
If you have an assistant pastor, you know the Lord has put him there for a reason. You
can
trust him.
Absolutely.
Who is he now?
That's Pastor John Schrock. He's also
John Schrock. That's right. I've heard his name.
Yeah. So he's also a pastor from Spokane, Washington. We have three pastors from Spokane, Washington that are our pastoral team.
You have three pastors that come from the bedrock of liberalism. Who are the most conservative people I've ever seen.
That's exactly right.
God is in the miracle business.
Come on.
Now, the thing they found out in Southern California or in that portion of Washington is when you people stand up and stand on God's word firm, God will bring people to you so that they can be fed to. That's good. Joy 620, WRJZ. All right, we play Match Game coming up. Is that cool?
All right.
This portion of the Bob Bell Show has been brought to you by Rarity Bay. Hey, go to raritybayliving.com and make sure that you do this. Tell them you heard it on the Bob Bell Show and you want to take a tour. They'll take you out for a tour coming up shortly. 7:30, it's now 70 degrees.
Yeah.
The Bob Bell Show.
He does love to play hard to get.
It's a good thing he's not real good at it.
Find The Bob Bell Show online at WRJZ.com and at Joy 620 WRJZ.
Wear those shoes and not wear that dress.
Yes,
oh, kiss me.
Joy 620 WRJZ, a little romance there. We went on our first date, Mrs. Bell and I did, in 1982. It was the spring of 1982 when we went on our blind date, and that rest of that summer we spent mostly at the World's Fair. Yeah, the World's Fair here in Knoxville, Tennessee, which this is coming up next year is going to be the 40th anniversary of the World's Fair. So that was the 40th anniversary of us dating, and then it was 1984 when we got married, September 1st. This is our 37th wedding anniversary. Thanks for joining us, Pastor. Thanks for being a part of it.
It's good to be here.
Also, tell me about your family.
Yeah, four kids, wife.
Four youngins.
Yep, and in fact, my son just became a pastor at our Patriot Church in Spokane, Washington. He's our worship minister.
What's it like being a pastor in a church in Spokane, Washington, of a Bible-believing church like this?
You know, Spokane is a lot different than Seattle.
Is it? Okay. I don't know.
You know, it really is. Yeah. It's right by the panhandle of Idaho, so we're more like Idaho than Washington.
Oh, that's how it works.
But the problem is Seattle's kind of moving over. They're starting to call Spokane Little Seattle. The influence is on the way.
Tell them other than the coffee, I'm not interested.
Exactly. So we're trying to hold strong there in Spokane. My son he's over there. My daughter, Karis, is here with us in Knoxville, and I got two little ones.
I love that name, Karis.
Yeah.
I promised you I would play a portion of the 1964 speech from Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear this. Now, I know that you've heard it before, but this is kind of eerie if you think about it, because this is, again, 57 years ago this fall at the Republican National Convention, as Goldwater was going up against the incumbent at that time, Lyndon B. Johnson, in 1964. But President Reagan, who was just Governor Reagan at this point, made these remarks.
Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
There you are, from 1964.
Wow.
Is that prophetic? Does that fit where we are?
Unbelievably.
57 years ago. Joy 620 WRJZ. It's the Bob Bell Show, 741. Our pastor of the week is Ken Peters of Patriot Church. And Ken, I saw your face as you were hearing those words, and especially the ones from Patrick Henry. Is life so sweet or peace so dear as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? He went on to say, "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." There's the give me liberty, give me death speech that you're thinking about in the House of Burgesses in Virginia on that wonderful day. 741, word that we had leaders that stood up like that today. So, our job is to raise up leaders and people who disciple people, to bring them to Christ first. Again, we're a patriot in the kingdom of God first. Isn't that what your onus is and your statement from Patriot Church, correct?
That's it.
And tell them again what you told me in the first half hour, what patriot actually means.
You know, it comes from a Greek word that means of our father, patrios.
I just think that's great.
Of our father.
And I never knew that, never understood it, never heard it.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, what a good name for a Christian to have, you know?
Yeah. And so, if you think it's just a red, white, and blue church, The red stands for the blood of Christ. Put it that way. White stands for the righteousness that he gives you when you come to faith in him, if you want to go there. The blue is the blue sky and the heaven that you'll obtain that is yours when you come to faith in Christ. And that's kind of what it's all about.
It really is. Patriot to us means being willing to lay down your life for God, the kingdom, our family. And
like it says in 1 John, that we lay down our life for the brethren.
That's it.
742 at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Now it's time to play Match Game 21 as we pivot to my wife, 342-5620. If you get two of four of these right, and it's a 50-50 chance you get one, you will get the book from Erwin Lutzer, The Church in Babylon. The other book from Erwin Lutzer, which is called Slandering Jesus, what people say about Jesus that's not true. Like I guess he was on opioids somewhere in a field picking pansies. Going, oh, violence never ever solves anything. Well, he had a violent death on the cross. 743 at Joy 620. So the number, 342-5620, if you want to play this or that, Match Game 21, in order to win the books from Erwin Lutzer and a free Backyard Burger with a purchase of Combo right here from Backyard Burgers. 342-5620. So here's the either-or about my wife. Does she prefer purple or yellow? Does she prefer mushrooms or shrimp? Does she prefer Lauren Daigle or Point of Grace? Does she prefer high heels or Chacos? Y'all, this is going to be the easiest thing you've ever done. 342-5620 as we play Match Game 21 for two books from Erwin Lutzer, two fantastic books, and a free burger from Backyard Burgers. Right here, Joy 620, WRJZ. So, when we come in the door, say at 10:30 on Sunday morning to visit Patriot Church in Loudoun or in Lenore City, what's it like?
It's like any other church. Absolutely, there's not really a difference at your first notice.
Ah.
But you'll catch it down, you know, throughout the sermon that we don't avoid any subject.
Right.
We teach the Word of God, though.
The Bible does address everything.
The Bible does.
There's nothing new under the sun.
That's true.
745. This portion of the Bob Bell Show is brought to you by The Cabinet Shop of Sweetwater. Not far from there. The Cabinet Shop of Sweetwater. That's on down at exit 62. I went there and visited. It's the darnest thing I ever saw, man. Beautiful old equipment that still makes cabinets to your specifications, your measurements specifically. Go to thecabinetshoptn.com for more information or call Daniel McCollum at the Cabinet Shop. Tell him Bob sent you. He'll take care of you. Put in your order and let's see what they can do for you at the Cabinet Shop. The supply chain doesn't bother them. They've got everything ready to make your cabinets and ready to get your house absolutely complete. We're back with the final leg of the Bob Bell Show. Hopefully your phone calls, 342-5620, as we play either or in Match Game 21.
Okay, get ready. It's time for the Bob Bell Show. Joy 620 WRJC.
From Joy 620 WRJZ. know those little wall fish that they have that play those little tunes? Like Billy Bass, you push a button on him and he turns over. I think that's one of the tunes they play. It's Take Me to the River. No, seriously, I'm serious. 9 minutes now away from 8 o'clock. Focus on the Family, coming your way at the top of the hour. With me is the pastor of the week. His name is Ken Peters of Patriot Church. Ken has been there a year now, as September celebrates a year. It's hard for me to get over the fact this is September 1st already. And it's what we call it here in East Tennessee. Now, you're learning this, I guess. It's called Football Eve.
Really?
Yeah. There's one more day till Tennessee plays football.
Wow.
The largest church in East Tennessee assembles about 7 or 8 times in Neyland Stadium, unfortunately.
Yeah. See, for us, it's basketball in Spokane.
Yeah, I get
home
it.
Of the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
For sure, man. Yeah. The real deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. This is the largest church in Knoxville. It's 102-455.
No kidding.
Assembled at the old temple known as Neyland Stadium. Oh, dear. And we'll see what kind of offering we have. Hopefully it's not another burnt offering. We've had enough of that over the past 12 years. If you want to know what long-suffering is, you can become a Tennessee Vol, Pastor. God bless you. Now, basketball, we're good. We've come up. Football, this our once proud heritage, is where our heart hurts. But we're hoping Josh Heupel can revive and breathe life and rejuvenate. Now, here at Joy 620 WRJZ, we're going to carry Carson Newman football tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff. 6 o'clock is going to be airtime for a great Christian college that's just about 35 minutes northeast of here, I would say. Tremendous people, long-standing tradition with Coach Ken Sparks, who passed away a few years ago. But you talk about a man's man who stood up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm. His two-a-day practices in preseason camp was more like revival services.
Mm.
You work and work yourself silly during the day, get hydrated, get something to eat, get dressed, come back to the complex, and he would always have a worship service ready and a speaker to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. And hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of young men throughout his 37-year career came to faith in Christ.
Mm, tremendous.
Because that's what, for him... I remember he came in this studio one year. This is many years ago. I was still young, if there is such a thing as young. But I was still young, and he said, I said, Coach, you're going to have a lot of people coming back this year. Good team, huh? He said, yeah, that's good. He said, but I got 5 people I want you to pray for because they're this close to making a decision coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. I went, wow, that's where his heart was. And when he recruited me in 1980, that's one of the first things he asked me. He said, yeah, see, your 40 time is 4.7. You're 6'2", 270 pounds. That's impressive. You can run a 4.7 40. Blah, 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 blah. I see you're committed to the University of Tennessee. Blah, 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 blah. He said, but Robert, how's your heart? I went, what? He said, you know, your relationship with Christ. And I said, well, I mean, I wouldn't have known Jesus back then if he slapped me in the face. I said, well, I go to church. Anyway. Your feelings on what you've been seeing here the last little bit of what's going on in this nation and what we need to do as the church to rise up and be the church. What do we got to do?
We got to stand. We got to speak up because CNN's not going to speak up.
Well, they are, but it's going to say the wrong things.
I guess I should clarify.
Yeah, they'll speak
for the
up.
Gospel.
You don't need
truth.
To hear that.
Well, the truth sets us free. And makes us free. And if we're not speaking the truth, who else is going to do it?
Right.
I mean, the church is the pillar and the ground of all truth.
You mean Oprah's not going to tell you the truth?
Not at all. Not at all.
Her truth.
Yeah, everybody's got their own truth, but you and I both know there's only one truth.
Yeah, by definition of the word truth.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for being here and what you do and appreciate your whole family. You know, you've got a son who's also involved in ministry in the state of Washington. We're praying for him. But praying for y'all to continue to minister to people at Planned Parenthood, have a worship service. Is it once a month or once every so often?
Yeah, once a month. Next one's September 28th, right
September
there, 28th. 7 o'clock, Planned Parenthood.
So they'll be at Planned Parenthood having a worship service.
Yes, sir.
And I pray for people that are abortion-minded to come to you and just ask for prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Happens all the time.
You know, and let them seek out what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate it. We'll be listening to... Pastor Schrock's message coming up this Sunday.
All right.
3 to 4 right here, Joy 620 WRJZ. Unless you decide to pull an audible, we'll take any one you give us. You tell us what you want, we'll take care of it. Coming up later at 12 noon today, there's a guy named John MacArthur that comes on. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Man. Anyway, I had somebody write me an email yesterday, said, you are going to keep Johnny Mack, aren't you? Went, well, yeah. Well, he's not going anywhere. He's only been preaching for 55 years, you know, on the radio one way or another. But he's talking about what we are looking at today in what is known as the church age.
The period in which we live is also called the church age. It is synonymous with the church age. We are the unique mystery of this period. And that is defined for us rather explicitly by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3. He says, this is the mystery which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, is now revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles would be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise of in Christ by the gospel. In other words, the mystery of this age is that Jew and Gentile would constitute a new body, a new identity, unknown. And that is the church. The church is the body of Christ, isn't it? Made up of Jew and Gentile. That was not seen in the Old Testament. That was hidden from them. So there's a sense in which this is the mystery age. This is the kingdom, but it is also the church age.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power to salvation everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. 7:57 at Joy 620. Pastor, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be interesting. All right, Tennessee and Bowling Green, of course, opens up here tomorrow night as well. That's at 8 o'clock. That will not be on Joy 620. It'll be somewhere else on your television. But the deal is, that's on SEC Network for those of you who don't know, you got an 8 o'clock game. I'm a diehard, and I got to watch it, and I'm going to be really dragging in the next morning, Pastor. I mean, I don't drink or anything. But still, 3 hours. If you think from 8 till 11, 11:15, 11:30, maybe before it's over, I better get a nap. That's what I'm saying. Pastor, thanks for being with us.
It's been good.
Thanks for all that you've been doing and what you're going to do in the future. Tomorrow, join us with Dr. Todd Harden from Grace Biblical Counseling in studio with us, back in the pocket, so that we can have it. I think everybody's well there. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.